Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we relish the novel ways of interpreting things as depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 99, written by Ilanthirayanar. The verse is set in the forest country of Mullai and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, consoling her as she worries about the absence of her man. நீர் அற வறந்த நிரம்பா நீல் இடை துகில் விரித்தன்ன வெயில் அவிர் உறுப்பின் அஞ்சுவர பணிக்கும் வெஞ்சுரம் இறந்தோர் தாம்பர தெளித்த பருவம் காண்பர இதுவோ என்றிசின் மடந்தை மதியின்று மறந்து கடல் முகந்த கமஞ்சூல் மாமளை பொறுத்தல் செல்லாது இருத்த வன் பெயல் கார் என்று அயர்ந்த உள்ளமோடு தேர்வு இள பிடவமும் கொன்றையும் கோடலும் மடவ ஆகலின் மலர்ந்தன பலவே. The poem opens with a scene that people who have experienced Indian summers are well versed with. The phrase Neer Ara Varanda paints a portrait of a dried up land where there is not a drop of water. Wait a minute, didn't we say this verse was set in the Mullai or forest region? And then why are we talking about the drylands? We understand why when we see the word Irandor not meaning one who has passed away as in contemporary language, but one who has temporarily parted away. We connect the dots and understand this is in reference to the man walking through the scorching drylands. From the man, we turn to the lady with the reference madandai, meaning a naive, innocent girl. The words madi, meaning knowledge, and madava, meaning senseless, indeed turn the focus on sense and sensibility. The man and woman have been in a married relationship and the man parts away to gather wealth. Before he leaves the lady, he promises that he would be back before the rainy season. Once the rains arrive, the lady's health wanes at the man's continuing absence. So the confidant turns to her and says, "To me you say, on that waterless, dry path, long and difficult to cross, the heat scorches all over as if a white cloth is spread over the land. My man has left to walk on this terrifying path filled with heat. Isn't this the season that he promised he would return? You ask me this, you innocent girl. Behold that dark cloud. Not having any sense, it drank to the full from the sea, and unable to bear that burden of water, it has rained heavily upon the earth. Seeing this, thinking it's the rainy season, with a tired heart and without discerning one bit, the pidavam, kundrai and kodal flowers have bloomed too. Ignorant things that they are." With these words, the confidant intends to console the lady, saying that this is not the real rainy season and the man would indeed be back when that happens. This is a poem that has at its core an intricate idea, and this goes to show how the Sangam folks have observed inner life with a sensitive microscope. Looking into that distant past, we see that the lady is pining for the absent man. Her health is fading at a marked rate when the rainy season the man promised he would be back looms on the land's horizon. Drops of rain are falling from the sky and flowers are blooming in the forest. What will the friend do? How will she help the lady bear this a little longer? The confidant is always portrayed as a girl much wiser than the lady, although she's of the same age as her. The confidant decides to play a trick on that innocent lady. She tells her, "Hey, you're mistaken. Did you really think that the rainy season is here? Of course not. Yes, I see that it's raining, but that's not because the season has changed. It's only because the foolish cloud has had a little too much to drink from the sea and unable to bear its burden, rains on the land. Seeing this shower, the wild jasmine, golden shower flowers and the climbing lily have all decided to bloom. They lack the right judgment, for you should know they are but senseless things. So don't you worry, your man will be back when the real rains come." You and I would burst out laughing if a friend said these words. In the first place, you and I may not be in the lady's position, going to the extent of losing one's health at a partner's absence. So it's a different life and a different character. Coming to the ruse that the confidant uses, she decides to say a white lie to save the day. An innocent girl who pines for her man will indeed lap up the words of her friend and perhaps even draw strength from it. This seems a Sangam sanction for telling a harmless lie when the situation calls for it. We see the confidant living the truth of a later Sangam poet, Thiruvalluvar, who said, Kani iruppa kai kavarndatru, which means when a ripe fruit is available, why choose the unripe? Well, what do you say? When in one such situation, should one go for the hard truth conveying the fact of the matter or a sweet word that will bring a smile? Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and mines. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.